need your money fast? Just dial *247 BOOM. Sandvik Cash Advance is right there for you. Get up to 25,000 kwacha instantly in just 60 seconds. At Sandvik, we make it simple. No queues, no paperwork. Just a quick interest-free advance straight into your account. Sandvik Cash Advance is your solution. If you're not with us, make the smart move and join us today.
Dial *247# today and experience the power of Sandvik Cash Advance with Sandvik Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Sandvik Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliloku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government welcomes FIC report showing progress against financial crime. Government to hand over 100 ambulances to local authorities in second week of August. In global stories, more than 100 agencies say mass starvation spreading across Gaza. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga, and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says government has welcomed the release of the 10th edition of the Financial Intelligence Center FIC report, which highlights significant progress in Zambia's fight against financial crime. The report notes a marked reduction in public sector corruption cases compared to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. According to the report, tax assessments reached 28.9 billion kwacha in 2024, up from 1.2 billion kwacha in 2023, covering principal tax, interest, and penalties, while the Law Enforcement Directorate secured conviction-based and non-conviction-based forfeitures, recovering assets worth $2.5 million and 70 million kwacha in properties, plus 1.5 million kwacha and $24 million in bank accounts. The report further highlights emerging challenges including cyber fraud, regulatory invasions, and illicit fund transfers via prepaid branded cards, while the center detected suspected illicit financial flows worth $3.5 billion. Mostly perpetuated by multinational enterprises. Commenting on the report finding, Mr. Mwimbu says President Hakainde Hichilema's unwavering commitment to stamp out corruption is bearing fruit, and that the report results show that government is making progress in the war against financial crime. He said the recent introduction of robust cyber laws has further strengthened government's efforts by enhancing its ability to detect and combat sophisticated financial crimes in the digital space. Mr. Mwimbu says government remains dedicated to collaborating with the FIC, Zambia Revenue Authority, Law Enforcement Directorate, and other stakeholders to strengthen regulatory frameworks and safeguard Zambia's financial ecosystem. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has announced that the ministry will hand over 100 ambulances purchased under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to respective local authorities in the second week of August 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Piri said the ministry will facilitate the official handover of over 100 ambulances to local authorities, which are currently being imported from various ports. He explained that 76 ambulances are currently in the ministry's custody, with 12 more having docked in Dar es Salaam and another 12 expected to dock in Beira within the next 5 days, while 18 ambulances will dock in Durban, South Africa on August 8, 2025. Mr. Piri said the ministry is working on registration modalities to ensure the ambulances are properly registered and insured.
The ministry will, by the second quarter of next month, hand over ambulances that were purchased under the PDF in excess of 100 pieces. And currently, we have in our custody 76 pieces, and we have 12 that just docked in Dar es Salaam just about 2 days ago, and we have another 12 that are docking in Beira in the next 5 days, and we have another 18 that are docking on the 8th of August in Durban, South Africa. And so by the second week of August, the ministry will facilitate for the official handover of over 100 pieces of ambulances.
And on CDF utilization, Mr. Piri disclosed that Lusaka province has continued to record the lowest utilization compared to other provinces. He has, however, indicated that local authorities have used over 1.1 billion kwacha of the 2.2 billion kwacha CDF allocated to them as of June 30th, 2025. In other stories, the murder trial of former Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Muleya this morning failed to take off after judiciary was unable to provide a flash disk containing critical GPS tracking information of the vehicle linked to the case. Defense lawyer Chawezi Ngoma informed High Court Judge Vincent Siloka that exhibits P6A to C, which detail the vehicle's movements on the day of the alleged crime, had not been made available for review. This prompted Judge Siloka to query judiciary ICT personnel, Towela Kafunda, on the status of the flash disk transfer, and was informed that no flash disks were available to facilitate the process. In response, Judge Siloka ordered that the said exhibit be given to the defense lawyers and granted an adjournment to allow the defense adequate time to obtain and examine the exhibits before cross-examining the state witness. The GPS exhibit in question was presented by Opulent Trek Car Hire and Tours Director Comfort Chole, who traced the movements of a maroon Toyota RAV4 hired by a police officer, Caleb Zulu, on July 23, 2024, and linked its presence to areas where Mr. Muleya was allegedly abducted and later found dead. In this matter, two police officers, Musani Dokowe Vasa and Alex Caleb Zulu, businessman Samuel Dokowe and IBA accountant Francis Chipioka, stand accused of murdering Mr. Muleya. The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has launched the Chishi Submarine Cable Project in Chifunavuli district of Lwapula province, aimed at connecting Chishi Island on Lake Bangwahulu to the national electricity grid. Speaking during the flagging of the project in partnership with the Zambia Army in Lwapula province, REA Acting Chief Executive Officer Alex Bumba said the project, valued at 32.7 million kwacha, will span 8 kilometers from Chilubi Island and is expected to benefit approximately 3,500 residents. Engineer Mbumba said the project, which commenced in January this year and slated for completion by October 27, 2025, will provide reliable electricity at standard connection fees, fostering social and economic development. He has expressed optimism that the project will enhance education, healthcare, and economic activities, thereby driving sustainable development in the district.
First of all, we have already undertaken a survey. This survey looked at the best route for us to run that cable. That's how we came up to understand that we need about 8 kilometers per drum, because we understand what the best route is. Secondly, when we lay the cable, we will make sure that the cable is fixed by making sure that we have weights that are positioned in the best position. And we know from history and from the way we have learned from the other project is once we do that, then the cable will be buried by sand as the best move.
And Zambia Army Lieutenant Sal Mulolo said the army is committed to facilitating the supply of power to the island's residents.
With us, just giving the assurance.